Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Municipal Administrator John Leach and our brand spanking new Police Chief of the Sitka Police Department, Mike Hall. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Erin. Thank you for having us.
And I definitely, I had some fun adventures this morning myself with the never-ending winter this morning, so I appreciate you guys. I definitely was running up here to the studio after having a stuck car, but you guys, calm, cool, and collected, which is exactly what we want in a Sitka Police Chief. So, thank you, Mike, for coming in this morning. And, yeah, John is his, emotional support municipal administrator.
Right.
Come in to introduce.
Yeah, you all get to hear from me once a month. But this is an opportunity to hand the microphone over to Mike and let him introduce himself to the community as our new police chief. And we're happy to have him.
Yeah, so it was just, I believe, last week that you got the official stamp of approval from the Sitka Assembly for police chief. But you've been in Sitka now for a little bit of time just as lieutenant and now have come up to the full police chief title. What led you up to Sitka originally? You're not originally from here. What's a bit about your background?
I was born and raised in South Florida. So I grew up in a family of charter fishermen. So I cut my teeth baiting hooks and tying hooks and catching fish and cleaning fish until I was about time to go to college. And then I moved to Tennessee to go to college on basketball and a music scholarship. While I was in Tennessee, I ended up getting into law enforcement and loved it and stayed there for several years as the ended up being the director of their narcotics task force in eastern section of Tennessee. And then from there, I started working for the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Department of Justice, working on policing programs throughout the world. So started in Afghanistan and then moved to Jordan, Israel, Palestine, then went to Beirut, Kosovo, landed in Ukraine before the war and during the war. I was there when the war started, and then went from there to Bosnia, where I was the counterterrorism director for their eastern or for the eastern bloc of Europe. And then I got doged, right, for a couple of months. That's a copyrighted term, by the way. I've told everybody I'm playing dodgeball when I was there. So I was doged for a few months, and I just really had enough of the tough, you know, rockets falling and that type of life. Been doing it for a long time. Excuse me. And so there was an article or an ad in the came up on my feed, and I was like, well, on NeoGov, jobs.gov or something like that. And I applied for it. And a guy that worked for me in Ukraine is the chief of police in King Cove, Alaska. And he encouraged me as well to apply. And I did. I got undoged. I was one of those, like Bigfoot, when I walked in the embassy in Bosnia. They thought they had seen a ghost. Oh, what are you doing back? I made it. I got undoged. And they called me while I was in Bosnia, and I had an interview, and then another month or two later, I had another interview, and then about 3 weeks later, they asked me to come and visit the townsfolk here in June, and I did that and went back to Bosnia. They offered me a job, and in September, I came. Had to go to the police academy again because my federal service didn't count for the state of Alaska, and my state certification in Tennessee had elapsed. It's been more than 5 years since I was a state. So I went back to the academy to get recertified so I can be a certified police officer in the state of Alaska. Came back as lieutenant until all of that paperwork process was done, and I asked as well Chief Gaden to stay around so he can help navigate through what's what, and I just didn't want to be like him where they handed him the keys, have a nice day. You know, I wanted to come in and be like, hey, man, show me where the kitchen is, right?
Right.
And so that's how that process started. And then last Tuesday, the city assembly, they voted me in. And here we are, my first real full week of being the chief. It's been great so far, except for the snow, but that's all right. They lied to me. They said it never snows here, by the way.
It wasn't a ruse to get you here and then physically trap you here because you can't get out of your parking lot because of the snow. We are all shocked by this, too. Normally we get like the herring snow, as we call it in the spring. I don't know what this nonsense is, but I promise you, well, I shouldn't say that. It'll jinx us. But next winter won't be like this. Summer is delightful. You came in June. You were able to see it. Well, that is, goodness, the the path you traveled in order to get here, at least compared to, I'm imagining from compared to like to Bosnia and goodness, being in Ukraine when the war started, this is going to be, I hope, so beautifully boring in many ways compared to your history, your background of the things and places you've worked on. So when you know, taking over the office, taking the keys to the Sitka Police Department, from where you're sitting now, what are your goals for Sitka Police Department? Are there any particular projects or a type of direction that you're hoping to bring the department in?
Well, the first thing we can do is get some recruiting going in, and it's somewhat successful right now. We have one person who actually came in from Utah as a lateral who tested yesterday and passed the testing. And if he passes a few more obstacles in his background check, not obstacles, but it's still going on, then he'll be able to maybe come in May. That'll give us another officer. We have one in the academy. We had one that came in from Alabama about 2 months ago, and he is now on his own off his FTO period. We have three that are certified Alaska police officers that are in the investigation phase right now. So once we can get fully staffed or get a better grip on staff, then we can maybe maneuver in a few specialty areas. One area is have a uniform detective investigator where, you know, we don't have major crimes here every day. You know, it's a Sitka, not New York City, right? Mm-hmm. And so I also believe that you can over-police a community and you can under-police a community, right? There has to be a sweet spot. Mm-hmm. Over-policing would be almost on the harassment side, and you know, and you're afraid to pull out in the driveway and get in the car because the cops are going to pull you over for everything. And we don't want to see that happen. We want to find the sweet spot where policing and the community meet together. But this detective spot would, the first one would probably be more of a person's crimes. So sexual assault victims that come in, making sure that they get all of the care that they need for the event that went on. Those are pretty traumatic, and the investigation that goes on to those are extremely traumatic. The testing that they have to go through at the hospital is very intrusive, and so being able to put all that effort, one person to be able to put their whole effort on that case, so that victim can get closure and we can hopefully make some cases. Those cases are extremely difficult at times to prosecute. But if we were able to give it 100% of the time, you know, instead of we had this case, but now I have a domestic violence I have to go to because I'm still on shift. And so I bounce back and forth from case to case. And you know, does anything get missed? Maybe not. But does it take longer for that to get closure? It does, because now you're juggling 14 or other things that goes on. And it'd be nice to have somebody that can focus just on those crimes against people. And so the person that's been a victim can get some closure.
Yeah, and in a timely manner, in a way that feels like you're saying it's for like person to person crime, like it's so personal, especially in a small town where you already feel like you're under a microscope and sometimes. So to have that, knowing that there's an officer like, nope, I am working on this problem. I'm not, that having that knowing that care and focus can be, even just psychologically knowing like I am a priority, is that feeling is really good. Like just to have like you're saying, to make sure it's done in an expedient fashion, but also just for the psychological value.
You also want to make sure there's no other like victims that, either, right?
So, absolutely. Right?
So
yeah.
If you're focusing on one, but then you also have these other cases that come up because you're the only one, or there's only two of you working that day, and you might have three or four cases coming and you're juggling all these things. You don't know, there might be two or three other victims that we don't even know about or may never know about unless they have the attention taken to it at that time. Mm-hmm. Or we may not hear about the other victims until 3 or 4 or 5 months later after certain warrants are gone out there. And so trying to do those more expediently would be it'd be best for the investigation. But really, we care about the person. Mm-hmm. You know, the person's what's care. We want to make sure that we care for our citizens.
Yeah. So when you if thinking in even just in like the first, you know, year to 6 months, is that kind of goal number one is to ideally move someone into that sort of position?
Yeah, there is in April, I think, we'll be up to we have one person that we're going to pilot it to see how it works. Because it's not, they're not just going to be an investigator. That's going to be their primary duty. But when they, you know, if you don't have cases, we're not going to sit around the office. So you're going to have to go out and patrol the streets as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, if other officers get cases, the night shift gets a case, they can give it to that detective to run with it from there. And then when he's done with that, then he goes back on the patrol side. And so it's kind of a dual-hatted position, but have one focus for one person who understands the law, who understands how those investigations go, who's almost a subject matter expert at those things, so we can get the best quality in those investigations. I'd like to see that really roll out in April. I think it's doable, especially if they're doing a dual function as a patrol slash investigator just for those types of crimes. Community engagement will be another big one. Chief Gaden started the kids eating in school. I mean, the kids always eat in school. The police eating with kids in the school, and walking Lincoln Street, that will continue. And then we'll looking into some other community events that we might be able to help and support. We're going to do National Night Out Against Crime again this year, August, I think it's August the 4th. Which is a good event, and really try to get ahead of it this year and make it a really successful event. So, but more community engagement from myself, especially, and then also the officers there.
Awesome. Yeah, so just, yeah, you're not going to be hidden away in an ivory tower anywhere directing from behind the scenes.
I don't fit in a tower. You
know. you'll definitely be a face that Sitkins are going to be very familiar with out and about. Well, goodness, we're running out of time this morning, but like any before we go here, anything you'd want to, you know, just say as like a last part of an introduction here to Sitka?
Yeah, well, this week is spring break in for the Sitka high school kids. We've been working some cases with the high schoolers buying alcohol from adults. And some of these adults have a criminal history past, you know, and I don't know if the parents are aware of some of the folks that they're hanging out with. We have cracked down on it. We're taking it really serious. It's a misdemeanor, and the judge is also taking it serious, and they're getting higher bonds. But we up to our third person that is picking up high school students, taking them, buying them, you know, alcohol and marijuana, which selling marijuana to a minor as an adult is a Class B felony. It's like pointing a gun in somebody's face. It is a pretty serious crime. Alcohol is an A misdemeanor. But after your second offense, it becomes a felony. So just trying to crack down to make sure that we can protect our kids. We had one young lady already went to the hospital, so we want to make sure that parents are aware that their kids might be out here buying alcohol if you see money missing or because they're buying it for an elevated price. It's about $80 a bottle to $100 a bottle is what they're charging the kids to purchase. So just be aware of that. If you have any things, you can call the police department, and we'll be more than happy to look into it for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again both for coming on air this morning, our Municipal Administrator John Leach and our shiny new Sitka Police Chief Mike Hall. Thanks again for coming in this morning. Pleasure to meet you, Mike, and we'll be seeing more of you, definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.